Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Fortitude First. You know, we live in a world obsessed with perfection, right? Instagram feeds are a highlight reel of flawless lives, self-improvement gurus preach at unattainable standards, and even our inner critic can be a real buzzkill sometimes. But what if I told you that embracing imperfection is actually the key to living a more fulfilling life? Sounds crazy, I know. But stick with me on this one because we're diving deep into self-compassion, and why letting go of that perfectionist grip is going to set you free. Ever felt like you're always falling short? Like no matter how hard you try, there's always something else to fix, something more to achieve. You know that feeling when you make a mistake and your inner critic goes into overdrive? We all have that voice, but it doesn't have to run the show. Here is the deal. Striving for perfection is a recipe for burnout, anxiety, and a whole lot of unhappiness. It sets us up for constant disappointment and keeps us stuck in a cycle of self-criticism. What if, instead, we embrace our imperfections? Think about it, our flaws are what make us unique, interesting, and human. They're the stories that shape us, the experiences that teach us, and the qualities that ultimately connect us to others. So, how do we actually start embracing imperfection? Let's break it down into five key takeaways. 1. Redefine success. Ditch the idea that success is a linear path with a finish line. Instead, focus on progress, growth, and enjoying the journey. Celebrate your wins big and small. Every step forward is a victory worth acknowledging. Remember, life's not about being perfect, it's about becoming the best version of yourself. 2. Practice self-kindness. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone stumbles, and that's okay. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge your missteps, learn from them, and move on with kindness. Remember, self-criticism is a thief stealing your joy and confidence. 3. Challenge negative thoughts. That inner critic can be a real chatterbox, but you don't have to let it dictate your reality. When those negative thoughts pop up, challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? What would I say to a friend who was thinking this way? You have the power to reframe your thoughts and choose a more positive perspective. 4. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Instead of dwelling on our weaknesses, let's celebrate our strengths. Identify what you're good at, what brings you joy, and what makes you feel confident. Then put those strengths to use. Remember, everyone has something special to offer the world. 5. Be patient with yourself. Change takes time and effort. Don't expect to become a master of self-compassion overnight. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and remember that it's okay to have setbacks along the way. The key is to keep moving forward, one step at a time. Think about that last big project you tackled. Maybe it was a work presentation, a creative endeavor, or even just trying out a new recipe. Did you aim for perfection? And what happened? You probably learned something along the way, right? You might have stumbled over a few things, but did those stumbles prevent you from completing the project? Nope. They became part of the journey, and that's what makes it meaningful. Now imagine if you had approached that project with more self-compassion. What if instead of berating yourself for every little mistake, you had offered yourself a little encouragement? What if you had focused on celebrating your successes than learning from your challenges? You might have found the process to be more enjoyable, less stressful, and ultimately more rewarding. So, let's wrap this up with some key takeaways. Perfection is an illusion. Self-compassion is powerful, and embracing imperfection is not a sign of weakness but a path to greater resilience, joy, and fulfillment. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance just as you are. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your uniqueness, and keep striving for progress, not perfection. And hey, if this resonated with you, share it with someone who could use a little dose of self-compassion. And don't forget to follow us on social media for more daily Stoic lessons and inspiration. Until next time, remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.